What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 196 of Strong the Iron Will Way. Closing in on that 200 episode. I'm going to have to think of something good to do on that day. For today, I want to let you in on a little something. One of our coaches overheard some people chatting about workouts the other day, which is always somewhat entertaining for us. To hear people's thoughts on working out and training and so forth. And in this particular conversation, the people were talking about how you shouldn't work out when you're tired. Should make sure you're well rested and not work out when you're tired. Not good to work out when you're tired. So we laughed, and Coach Julian said, "I'm never not tired." and I've fucking cracked up. I'm never not tired, right? And we laughed about it, and I think that's part of being a trainer, coach's life. You just up early every damn day. You just live in this constant state of tiredness. But in all seriousness, it got us talking and thinking about that concept. And it reminds me of another, very similar thought of, people kind of waiting for that right time. Waiting for the right time, waiting to make sure I'm well rested, making sure I have everything all lined up right to get started. It's not a good time. You know, right now, today it's December, 19th maybe. Definitely not a good time to start a workout program, right? Holidays are coming, Christmas is coming, you got that crazy week between Christmas and New Year, so definitely should wait till after January 1st, right? So such a stereotype, right? Let's just start in January. So you can see where that comes from. But that mindset, now mind you, I'm not even saying that that's not accurate, right? It is a tough time to start working out, literally right now with holidays and shopping and gatherings and all this crap. But that mindset of I'm going to wait till things are better to a better time is a problem. Because there's rarely a better time. You're never going to be fucking not tired. I read another a meme or something went around a while back, and it basically was like somebody saying that it sounds like being an adult just consists of complaining how tired you are all the time. And I think that's fairly accurate too, right? So I mean, like, you're never going to be not tired. Especially if you're trying to get, in today's society, we are all trying to accomplish so many things. In most families that I know of, both parents work. Some people are working and doing a side hustle, got kids, kids have more activities than ever. The activities are all over the joint. So back in the old days, I think the activities tended to be kind of in your town. Now everything's a travel team. Parents are driving all over the place. Kids got so much to do. Everybody's just got so much to do. So yes, we need to try to get sleep. We've talked about this in previous episodes, and you could hear this everywhere you go. Sleep is really important. Sleep is really not one of those things that we can cut corners on too much. So we have to do our best to sleep. And not everybody's going to get, not everybody needs the same amount of sleep. That's a topic for, first of all, someone else, that's not me, and also another time. But, generally speaking, I think it's pretty well understood that it's between 6.5 and 8 to 9 for, depending on how old you are, your personality and body type, and just your general needs, if you're working out or not, whatever. But you got to try to get pretty close to what you need. But at the end of the day, it's a pretty good chance you're not going to wake up one day and be like, I feel perfectly well rested, well fed, I'm ready for battle, I'm going to the gym. That happens occasionally. For those of us that work out consistently for a long, long period of time, yep, there's a handful of times where I felt totally ready, rested, fed, no aches and pains, no low-lying cold, got the time blocked off, got no stress, I'm ready to go. But that's not the norm, dude. The norm is, my knee feels a little weird. I got a little bit of a cough. and didn't really get much sleep last night because the kids were up, stayed up later than I should have, really missed my breakfast this morning. That's a normal workout day right there, okay? So if we were to say, I don't think I should do it today, things aren't perfect, I'd probably have 6 workouts under my belt in 30 years. It's about understanding that it's just got to get done, okay? It's got to get done, tired or not, slept or not, ate breakfast or not. Now, we're going to do our best with the things that are in our control, all right? I'm not going to choose to not eat breakfast and go lift. I'm not going to choose to sleep 5 hours and go lift. But if I happen to sleep 5 hours, still got to lift, right? Kids are up, alarm goes off. Our kids are up during the night, alarm goes off at 5, I'm still getting up. That has to be the mindset, because the conditions are not going to be optimal, but you have to be mentally prepared to know that ahead of time and not rely on those circumstances, right? This is like the kind of snow day thought process, which is like, you know, we live here in Maine, I expect snow most of the summer. If I find out it's going to snow tomorrow, that doesn't change my thought process for the next day at all. I'm going to work, and I'm going to work out, and I'm going to do X, Y, Z that's on my docket. And unless it is a city shutdown blizzard, I'm going. It doesn't matter. I literally don't think about it. And I think a lot of people that live here share that same thought. Surprisingly, a lot of people don't, actually, who live here. But that's the same idea with training, is or anything really. You decide. I mean, this is again where people have so much trouble. And I know this is not like a business entrepreneurial guy podcast, but a lot of people listening, I know, are, you know, working on some side projects or have starting their own little businesses and things of that nature. The reason that that's so hard is because you don't have a boss. And you don't have deadlines, and you don't have clients waiting on you. So it's easy for me to get up at 4, at 5, at 6, whatever time I have to, when I have a client waiting for me at the gym. I barely even hit snooze because I have to be there, and it's not an option. But back before we had the gym, and I was in idea stage, I was trying to do a lot of writing, things of that nature. I had to get up early before my other job and do this stuff, work on my website, work on my video, training videos and stuff like that. That was much harder because I didn't really have to be up at 5 to do it. I did have to be because that was the only time in the day that was available to do it. But there was nobody, I was not accountable to anybody to get up at 5 and work on my videos and work on my website and work on my writing. It was just me. So if I was tired and hit snooze and blew it off, nobody knew, okay? And shit never got done. That's very similar to training. That's why it's hard, you know? This is why a lot of people do well with a personal trainer or a coach or some kind of scheduled appointment with other people, partner, something, because you have somebody relying on you. If it's just you and you're going to get up and go down in your basement at 5 o'clock and lift, and I know people do it, God bless you. That is some hard shit. So if you have trouble with that, hire somebody. Be accountable to somebody. Put money down. When that alarm goes off and you hitting snooze is going to cost you $60, you're going to the gym, right? Anyway, so understand that accountability, that's the key for accountability. Again, whether that's a trainer, workout partner, you know, something, you got to have somebody waiting on you because it's just, you know, this is where we get into trouble. You got on the way home from work, you're fucking sitting in traffic, you're falling asleep, you're exhausted, you're starving, you still have to go home and change and go to the gym. It's not surprising it doesn't happen a lot for people. So get that accountability in there. But more importantly, get that mindset right that this shit is happening no matter what the circumstances. If I wake up and it's snowing, if I wake up and I have a fucking flat tire, like I'm gonna sort it out. Whatever I have to do, if I have to write something for my business, if I have to go to the gym, if I have to make some videos, I wake up and I got a flat tire, I'm gonna sort it out, I'm gonna get the tire fixed, and I'm gonna get to the gym later. I'm gonna write at lunchtime instead of now. But for all other intents and purposes, we're gonna get it done when we're supposed to get it done. no matter what the circumstances are. So we're not going to make a decision when that alarm goes off. I'm tired. Oh, I didn't really sleep well. Oh, I got this later. You can't do that. You will talk yourself out of every fucking thing you're trying to accomplish. The mindset has to be bulletproof that this is going down no matter what, and I'm going to make it happen. Regardless of my circumstances, regardless of how I feel. Because we don't make decisions towards growth and towards success based on how you feel. That is a terrible way to make decisions, because most of the time that they're not going to be accurate or intelligent decisions. You know, we all make financial decisions at times of either stress or joy, right? You get a big bonus and you make a poor decision on what to do with that because you have this temporary influx of cash, and so you go spend it on something stupid because it felt really, at the time, you felt like you were flush. You know, you go through a period where something, you get a big bill and you're strapped for cash for, you know, a week or two, and all of a sudden you make all these decisions to cut out everything in your life that costs money because for a couple weeks there you're panicked about your cash, and maybe they weren't the smartest things either. So, you know, just an example of some of the things that we do. So you wake up and you're freaking exhausted, right? And one of those days, like, I mean, every day you wake up early to go to the gym or whatever, you're tired. And, I suppose there's a time you can get up when you're not tired, but I think for the most part, we're always tired. But maybe there's that day you get up and you're really, I mean, just wrecked tired. And I've done this. You make a decision in that bed at that moment. That's it. Not doing this anymore, right? Not doing this job. Not doing this workout program. I'm quitting right now. Because emotionally, you're a disaster. So you make this big reaching decision that's not just for today. You're not just skipping the gym today. You're quitting completely because this is bullshit. You're too tired. Can't do it. Can't do it. Not happening. And, you know, 4 hours later, when you got some rest and you're awake and you have some food and some coffee, you're like, oh, well, that was stupid. But meanwhile, a lot of times you're going to stick to that decision because it was so powerful in the moment that you kind of don't back away from it. Now you just quit something that was important to you because you made an emotional decision in a time of distress. Now, on the flip side, sometimes really powerful, helpful decisions are made in those circumstances because you're fucking sick of it, right? You wake up, let's say you're not working out. You have a morning, you wake up and you're dragging ass because you're tired. You're getting dressed and you look like crap. And you're like, you know what? Fuck this. Today's the day that I'm calling somebody today. I'm calling that gym that I've been following for 6 months. I'm going to go sign up today. I'm going to get started because I'm sick of this shit. I'm sick of being waking up tired. I'm sick of waking up and looking like crap, trying to put on my clothes and being unhappy, feeling unhealthy, you know, whatever. Like, those emotional decisions are powerful too because they're like making smart, life-changing decisions in a minute. So I'm going to encourage that, right? And I know this is a bit of a dichotomy here, but that's the idea, is you got to really be aware of what kind of decisions am I making and under what circumstances. But just know that the ones that you decide with clarity, going to get healthy, going to start taking care of myself, going to start writing that book, going to start working on that project, make those decisions when you're not tired, when you're feeling good, and decide, hey, I'm going to start getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning every day so I can work on this thing for an hour before I go to work, before the kids are up. I'm going to go to the gym before this. Whatever it is, make that decision, write it down, and then understand that is non-negotiable. This is not dependent. Your hour of writing or your workout is not dependent on, you know, you don't put a little footnote next to your goals and say, depending on if I slept well, if I didn't stay up late watching Netflix, if I wasn't woken up during the night, if I didn't have a bad dream, if I didn't have an upset stomach, if I didn't have the fucking sniffles. You got it? It's in that little planner or your goal, little journal. It's on your list of things that you have to accomplish. It's getting done no matter what's the circumstances. See you guys.